KDOM, and we get a chance now to talk with Senator Bill Weber and our legislative update. And Senator, we always appreciate you taking time to kind of give us an idea of what's happening up there.
Well, you're most welcome. Glad to do it. And we, of course, started this last Tuesday, and we were already sworn in, but we got the session started off, and we haven't done too much of our as actual work is concerned yet, but we did take some time on Tuesday. We went over to the House in a memorial service for the late Speaker Emeritus Portman, who was she and her husband were shot last summer and killed. And then today we had a memorial for Senator Bruce Anderson, who passed away last July, represented the Buffalo Monticello area.
Okay, so there's some formalities then that take place during the first week too, but does the security thing, does it change a little bit after some of this stuff that's happened?
Yes, you can't come into the Capitol now without going through a metal detector, and so they have a line set up for people to go through. You put your any bag or purse or anything off to one side, and then, the individual goes through the detector like you walk through at the airport. And for us as senators, we just have to show our badge and we can go around the metal detector. But
okay. So this first week, is there, when does the introducing the bills and when's all the action really get going?
Well, there were bills introduced today, and actually all the bills that were introduced last year are still alive and capable of being acted on.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they won't, the bills won't die until this May when we adjourn sine die. Then all the bills that have been introduced, if they have not heard and been included, they're dead, and you start over the next year.
Okay, so does that mean there's not a lot of new bills introduced if there's already this whole pile of them, or does that make a difference?
No, I don't remember how many were introduced today. It was about 4 or 5 pages worth.
Okay, so what are you going to focus on this session?
Well, I'm working with another senator to take another run at getting the exemption level raised for estate taxes, and we got some things I think that we are probably going to. I don't serve on any of the HHS committees, but there are some things we need to look at in that regard. And. And quite frankly, I'd like to see us go ahead and correct some of the problems that the legislature has created for our local school districts in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it seems like we've seen a lot of increased costs and things like that. Is that going to be now? You've announced that this will be your last term. Are there some pet projects that you really want to make sure? Would that the school fall under that category for you?
I would love to get some relief to our relief. I mean, not simply more money, but relieving them from all the mandates that have been placed on them these last 3 years. And quite frankly, many of the mandates that are causing them issues are causing our local government, counties and cities, issues as well, and as well as our businesses. And so there's just a lot of things that were done to harm our economy and our infrastructure as far as the taxation process the last 3 years.
Do you get the feeling, I know we're really early on in the session, but do you feel like this is going to be a working session where you're going to be able to get some things done?
Well, what we've seen so far in the few committee meetings that have had, the Democrats are going to try and emphasize Trump and ICE and all things bad with that. And the Republicans are going to talk about fraud and mismanagement and all the problems that's created. And at the end of the day, I really don't expect a lot to get done.
That has got to be frustrating for you.
Yes, it is.
But all you've said, we've been talking for years now, and you always say the same thing. We just keep putting up the good fight.
And that you do. We'll introduce bills we need to. We'll push for the bills that I've already introduced that haven't been heard. And you know, this is typically a bonding year, and there's needs out there for water, wastewater projects for communities. And then there's also many other needs for HEPA funds for our college system and a variety of things. But at the end of the day, we don't know what will actually happen.
And money is tight, too.
It is. It is. And, you know, there's going to be, there's always all kinds of plans to spend money. But right now, the money just isn't there.
All right. Well, Senator, is there anything else you want to make sure and mention before we let you go today?
Well, I think, you know, we've got a few weeks to go here yet during the legislative session, and I will keep you up to date and tell you how things are looking, and maybe, quite frankly, I'll be pleasantly surprised that people decide to be more cooperative than they have been recently.
Boy, that would be a nice change for sure. And we will, fortunate, hopefully we'll get to talk to you about every other week so that you can keep us updated.
That's our plan, and I'll visit with you in a couple weeks again.
Very good. Senator Bill Weber, we appreciate you talking with us today.
You're most welcome. Take care.